Welcome back, Melanin Teen Therapy Beauties. What's up? What's going on? I just want to make a side note that I do have my retainer in, so I am going to be having a little lisp or whatever. So anyway, what's up, y'all? What's going on? How's life? How y'all living? I hope everything is good with you guys. I hope that you're doing everything that you said you were going to do. I hope that you're healthy, loved, protected more. All right. So as you guys can see, we are talking about healthy relationships. And I'm just going to be, you know, pinpointing some things that are really important to me. I'm going to talk about a current relationship. Y'all, let's just say your girl is happy, okay? And you know, it's crazy what can happen in a short amount of time, but it feels like forever. But anyway, y'all, you're going to be hearing some frequencies in the background. If you can't hear it, I hope you can. But regardless of the fact, let's go ahead and get into the chat. Let's talk, y'all. Okay, so one thing I've noticed about this generation, meaning like the millennials and shit, like a Generation X or whatever the fuck, you know, I just notice how like there's half and half. You know, there's half that yearns for a healthy relationship, and then the other half that doesn't even know where to start or doesn't even know where to begin. And honestly, you know, I've never really knew, since I'm part of Generation Z, I realized that, you know, I am on the other half. I want a healthy relationship because it's not even just about me and that person. It's about generations on generations. You know, it's about making sure that when I die, something else has left, something toxic has left with me. Like, I'm not bringing that toxic shit with my kids, my grandkids, you know, my great-great-grandkids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want shit to be dead. You know what I'm saying? It's deeper than that. But, you know, not everybody agrees. It's not even that people don't agree. It's more so people don't understand where to start. And that's totally understandable. The best advice I want to give you guys to start a healthy relationship with somebody, or just shit, with just yourself, is to do character work. Pinpoint on the things that trigger you the most. And it's gonna take years, months to learn yourself, relearn yourself, because the more you relearn yourself, the more you understand what is healthy to you. You know, there's different types of things that make shit healthy. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's food, there's spirit, there's emotions, you know, mentally healthy, et cetera, right? But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about what resides with you. And with healthy relationships being like a trend, or, you know, just being more conscious about it's important, how important it is, I'm so proud of us. I'm so proud of us pinpointing that this toxic shit is dead. Like, in the 70s, 80s, shit, 60s, and black households. I'm only speaking on black households because I don't know what happened in white households or other races. But in black households, I noticed that domestic violence was like a turn on for black households. You know, it was more so like, I like that shit. But our generation said, fuck no, we're not dealing with that. That shit is a crime. That shit is just wrong. Like, I wish a motherfucker would try to hit on me and say that's love. Like, what the fuck? But you notice how what I literally just said, how, you know, our parents do that shit when we were younger. Talking about some, I'm hitting you out of love, this hurts me more than it's gonna hurt you type shit, da, 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 right? Personally, I don't plan on whooping my child. Of course I plan on disciplining them, but I'm just gonna go about that shit a different way, because, you know, it's just common sense and logical to leave the physical abuse in the past. We don't need that anymore. We don't need physical abuse to understand anymore. That's why we have logic, common sense, words, methods, emotional intelligence. That's why we have all these things, so we can let the physical abuse go. That shit is not needed. It's not needed for anybody anymore. Like, I just really don't understand that. I want to raise my kids to be lovers, but of course, you know, have a backbone. You know what I'm saying? Stand up for what they want, stand up for what they need, etc., etc. But let's get back to healthy relationships. So yeah, the whole point of this is just creating a healthy relationship for generations, and, you know, not just with my partner, but for everything, shit, for all across the board, especially healthy relationship with food. You know what I'm saying? That's a big important one, because Lord Jesus, United States, y'all love fat people, and I'm not fat shaming. Me personally, it's just not for me. It's just not for me how we're okay with being sick. How the United States is okay with being sick. Being obese means being sick, and we're okay with that. But it's not okay with me. You get what I'm putting down? Like, we need to let that relationship go. All right. But the difference between a growing toxic and a healthy relationship, like, they're totally two different things. And honestly, to put it in order, like, when you're going through phases of love, you have toxic, the growing phase, and the healthy phase. Honestly, I think the growing phase is more so like you're going to date multiple people when it comes to that, or talk to multiple people to understand what you want. But we all know what toxic is. To go off the dome, toxic is just any type of abuse that doesn't make shit right. You know what I'm saying? It has emotional abuse, sexual abuse, psychological abuse, mental abuse, you know what I'm saying? Just all across the board abuse. And, you know, it can show up in many different ways. Regardless of the fact, toxic relationships, the whole pinpoint of it all is just to have power and control over people. And I really think that's selfish and not selfless of people. To be selfish is really, really an egotistic thing. And when it comes to the point where you're abusing somebody, you really need to reevaluate your life at this point, because why do you think that's okay? And where did it come from? What made you think that shit is okay in the first place? But you know what's so crazy? A lot of people don't even know that they're abusing others. You know, they're subconsciously doing it. And it all starts with self. When you're abusing self, you're going to start abusing others because you just think that shit is okay. When in reality, that shit's not okay. Okay, so an example of psychological abuse is like mind games, you know what I'm saying? Being manipulative, playing the victim, playing a role, blackmail, humiliation, embarrassment. Why? I don't understand how some women think being embarrassed is a turn on. Like, maybe not even a turn on, but just, they feed off that shit. You know what I'm saying? They feed off being embarrassed. They think that shit is funny. And they're just feeding to drama. Like, mm-mm. I think there has to be a certain point in your life where you gotta realize, like, yo, I need to grow the fuck up. And understand that drama just causes problems. It just causes issues. But I understand when you're used to chaos, when you've been in an environment for so long, especially in your household, where you're just like, this is chaotic. My relationship with my family is chaotic. This is not stable, and da 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 da. You're going to bring that shit onto a relationship too. Another thing is emotional abuse. Of course, is gaslighting. Another part of humiliation, neglect, violation of trust. Big, big, big violation of trust. We all can agree that niggas is weird, and bitches is weird too. Don't get me wrong. We can all agree, you know. I think what we fail to realize as a generation, as a whole, as a people, is that people have different thinking patterns. You know, when you put yourself in other people's shoes to try to understand where they're coming from, then maybe you can either be like, okay, we can stand together and work this out, or you don't need to be in my life. You know what I'm saying? And it just comes to a point in your life where you really have to discern who is needed to stay in my life and who is not. Because when you let any and everybody in your life, of course your trust is going to be tested. Of course your trust is going to be, you know, put on a high pedestal. And it's either 100% or zero at this point. And a lot of people have zero trust. And if you go in a healthy relationship with zero trust, then how is it considered a healthy relationship? Another thing is gaslighting. Don't do that. Just don't gaslight people. Like, why? I'm really trying to think. Oh lordy, sorry y'all, I'm trying to understand why my phone not working. An example of gaslighting. Let me think. Saying that somebody's too sensitive. You don't know what that person's been through. How are you gonna say somebody is too sensitive? Stereotyping is a big one. Withholding, meaning like you're pretending that you don't understand when you understand and you're just trying to make the person wrong, basically, is what I'm trying to getting at. Then we have, of course, sexual abuse. Men and women really, really need to learn proper sexual education. Now, in the United States, we are learning sexual education at the age or at the year, in the year in school, middle school. And I want to say I learned it, like sixth, seventh grade. You know, it was a health course and we had to learn about sex. And the main thing we only really learned about from my memory is how the reproductive system works, but never the proper education on how to have sex. What is sex about? What is sex even? We only know sex is just to procreate, right? But at the end of the day, it's deeper than that. You should not be having sex with anybody. Sexual abuse, for example, is just having sex with anybody and whoever just because you want to bust a nut or just because you want to get your rocks off. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's sexual abuse to yourself and to that person, because why are you even using them? Why are you using them to get your rocks off, to get a nut, when you know it's not even that deep? I bet you it's not even that fucking deep. But anyway, that's a whole nother episode. But you know, forcing yourself to have sex with somebody, or you forcing somebody, be so fucking for real. It's never needed. It's never that fucking deep. Please get help. You know what I'm saying? Then there's the guilting into uncomfortable acts. You know, like, for example, I'm pretty sure a girl has been through this before, where you're like, you know, no, I don't want to have sex. And then he's like, oh, man, you know, just a dude just playing the victim, like, you don't love me. Well, why don't you don't want to do this? And okay, well, you just made me mad. And you know, shit like that. And then you end up feeling guilty because you didn't pleasure your man or pleasure your boyfriend or pleasure the person that you have feelings for. And that's not right. Guys go through it too. I don't really hear more stories about that, but you know, I do hear, or I have seen a lot of women go through that, like making themselves go through it because they don't want that person to feel no way. People pleasing is part of a sexual abuse. And then there's intimidation. Oh my gosh. when you have weapons involved in a relationship where you're putting a gun, I don't understand. I don't understand why girls or boys would use weapons towards their partner to make them stay to be with them. Like, I don't, you know, that's obviously a generational thing, something, a rooted thing that they need to conquer and deal with on their fucking own. But when you catch yourself acting crazy and delusional and start using physical harm towards your partner or the person that you're, you know, have feelings for in that relationship, please reevaluate yourself. I don't think that shit is, that shit's not cute, it's not funny, and it's not fucking sexy. That shit is, it's alarming and it's scary. Never in my life have I been through that, and never in my life do I hope to. But the first thing a motherfucker ever tried to, best believe, I'm calling my daddy and I'm calling the cops. For real. And if you are going through something like that, please, 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 please ask for help. I know it's easier said than done. I've never been in that situation before. But it definitely ask for freaking help, because abuse is scary. I've never been through any physical abuse, but I have been mental and emotionally abused. And it is, I'm not going to say it's just as bad because I've never been through it, but it is bad too, you know? When a fear has unlocked with your partner, you need to reevaluate your relationship with them. You shouldn't be scared with your partner. You should never feel scared when you're with that person. You should always want to feel safe. And that's how you know you're growing. That's how you know you want to better yourself to be in a healthy relationship too. I want to know how y'all feel about the man of the house. Like feeling like it's a privilege to be in a relationship. That's another thing. Like, privilege. Like, okay, the man pays the bills, or, you know, just a tradition, I'm gonna say this, a traditional household. But, you know, now that different thoughts are coming upon others, it's changing. Different mindsets, you know, different things are changing. And I think what's most crazy now is like how some women are taking care of the household more than the men. There's a lot of men taking care of households, but it's a lot of women that are having to put their big girl panties on and having to do the dirty work now too. So when it can go either way, when women be using their privilege, like, okay, I pay the bills here, I do you sleeping in my motherfucking bed, nigga, you sleeping on my bed, bitch, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to that point, dead it. When I've been in a toxic relationship before, and it was, for me, it's never, like I said, it's never got physically, it's been mostly mental and emotional. A prime example of emotional abuse for me is like being manipulated for my feelings. Like, they know I love hard, and they know that just because I like them, they feel like, oh, you're gonna do anything and everything for me. And that shit is toxic as fuck. And I've been through it to the point where I've been emotionally numb, where I just felt like I couldn't feel anymore, and I didn't know what to feel or how to feel, because I didn't know if it was healthy enough for me to go through it. Or, you know, just being confused. My crown chakra was off, let's just say that. Heart chakra unbalanced, turned off, you know, just not centered with love. I didn't really know what love was until I was single. Like, to be real. And, you know, when you don't really know what real love, real unconditional love is until you actually felt it. Straight facts. Like, you may think you know what love is, but wait until you feel unconditional love. Wait until you understand what unconditional love is. It's like a whole new It's literally a whole new era. It's literally a whole new feeling. It's a whole new everything. Like, you just feel brand new. And when you put that, when you planted that seed for yourself, you like, yep, this is what I want and I'm going to stick with it. So yeah, enough about toxic shit. We already know what that is about. Toxicness turns into self-sabotage, and one day you're just going to be tired of being sick and tired. You're going to be tired of being exhausted. And I'm not talking about physically exhaustion. I'm talking about mental exhaustion. Like, that shit's not cool at all. It's lame as hell. It's unworthy, and it's not fair. It's not fair to you, because all you do is be a good person to this person. All you do is love and understand. But for some reason, it just never felt like it was enough. And one day you're going to realize, well, it's enough of not ever feeling like it's enough. This is enough. I'm done. You know, and I've been to that point where I was like, yeah, this is done. I'm over it. Then moving into the growing stage, I think that's the best part. One of the best parts of going into a healthy relationship, when you finally realize, oh shit, I'm growing. I'm growing into another version of myself. I'm shedding old skin. You know, I'm this beautiful cocoon now. I'm not the butterfly yet, but you know, I went into a caterpillar, into a cocoon. And the growing phase is now you're being picky with who you date, how you date, what you date. You know, you're exploring more. Now it's having discernment of what God gave you versus Satan, versus the prince, versus Lucifer, right? And I think, you know, a lot of people say it's a crazy thing, it's a bad thing, but I personally think the growing stage is the most beautiful part of it all, because little do you know, it's rejuvenation. It's a breath of fresh air when you realize you're maturing. What does it say? I'm so mature. I'm so mature. That's literally what you feel like. You just don't serve things that you used to anymore. And I think that's one of the best parts of understanding growth at this point. Like, okay, yeah, I'm definitely growing. Growing for me was very difficult, because I thought I kept making those, like, the wrong mistakes. Like, you gotta understand what pattern you're in order for you to get to the healthy stage. Because, okay, you're like, all right, yeah, I can't keep doing this to myself at that point. You're like, yeah, I can't keep doing this to myself. And my pattern was falling for somebody for more so what they were telling me instead of what they were showing me. Like, I fell for people fast because I fell in love with the idea of having somebody. I fell in love with having the idea of loving someone and them loving me, but not actually putting in that action. Not actually, like, I was putting in the action, but the other person wasn't. And it fucked with my discernment. I was choosing weeds instead of wheat. I was choosing fucking weeds instead of growth and grass. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have enough discernment, and that was my cycle. For example, I'm gonna just put it this way. You're dating the same person, the same spirit, just a different name and a different body. And if you're going through the same thing, over and over again and you still have yet to understand why, and you're like, bro, why does this keep happening to me? Why do I keep getting the same person? Why do I keep, because you haven't understood that discernment yet. And that's the part, that's the growing stage nobody really talks about. The discernment, the understanding that, okay, well, I need to get out of this habit. You know, it's a habit of yours, because a lot of people are more comfortable with what they're used to and not comfortable with the stage of them actually growing, because it's uncomfortable. Sometimes you're going to be alone when you don't want to. Sometimes you're going to, you know, pick up different characteristics of yourself that's really different, that you've never seen before. And overall, though, to me personally, it's a beautiful thing when it comes to being in a different, or trying to be in a different state of mind. You literally have to change your whole perspective on relationships in order to get a better one, in order to get a healthy one. What is a healthy relationship to you? And I had to reevaluate that. I had to reevaluate what love was in general. It all started with myself. Once I started loving myself, once I started loving what I look like the most, that was a huge one. Loving what I look like, loving the skin that I'm in, because I'm pretty sure I told you guys before, I was bullied for my skin tone for a very long time, and it skewed my beauty. It skewed my perception of what beauty was. It skewed my perception of what perseverance was. It skewed everything. That was one of the root problems towards everything. And because I didn't understand love for myself, I didn't understand what loving somebody else was. And I know it sounds so cliche, you gotta love yourself before loving somebody else, but it's so freaking true. It is so true. And you end up loving yourself so much that you're not gonna want to tolerate bullshit anymore. You're not gonna want to tolerate the same spirit in a different body. You know, you're not going to want to tolerate emotionally unavailable people. You're not going to want to tolerate disrespectfulness. You're not going to want to tolerate any type of abuse. There was a point in my life where I didn't go for any of that shit, and I still don't. Don't get me wrong. And when I say I didn't go for any of that shit, like, one thing that I didn't like, or there was something, I'm not even gonna say that I didn't like. If it was something that didn't resonate with me, that didn't align with me, I'm cutting you off. I'm blocking you. I'm quick to block people. And people be thinking I'm playing. So, because I'm nice, but I'm mean at the same time. Like, I don't know. My boyfriend calls me mean. Like, he's like, you're so evil. I'm like, I swear I'm not evil, nor am I mean. I'm just blunt. Like, I'm just real. And a lot of people don't know what that is. They take it as mean because I'm so real. Like, no, you just never had a real individual, a real ass bitch in your life before. You feel me? And that's fine. But one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to be used because I'm a real ass bitch. I'm not going to be tormented because I'm a real ass bitch. I'm not going to be disrespected because I'm a real ass bitch, you know. And there was a time where I was like, okay, enough is a fucking enough. And dudes would hate, I'm telling you, like, there's dudes still spinning the block because I cut them off, and they never understood why. Because you didn't resonate with me, you didn't align with my purpose, you didn't align with my love. You know, don't get me wrong, we're young, you know, we're not going to have it all together. But one thing I really do want you to have together, if you're going to fuck with me, is your value, your worth, your love towards yourself. And that's what stood out to me the most about my boyfriend. Like, he knew his worth, he knew his value. And that was literally the first thing he told me. And I knew my worth, and I knew my value too. My problem was I was just scared. Like, I was just scared because it was like, oh shit, it's right here in front of my face. Like, oh, this is what I've been praying for. Oh. Like, it happened so quickly. Like, it happens when you least expect it. But yeah, the growing stage, I think, is the most beautiful because it's eye-opening. It literally feels like a new chapter. And my growing stage took 3 years, 4 years to understand. And don't get me wrong, I'm still in that growing stage, but I'm also in the healthy stage too. But me and my boyfriend are doing it together. And that's what I love the most. We're learning what healthy love is together. And we're growing together. But we're totally out of that toxic shit. Like, we don't need that. We don't want that. Don't get me wrong. We're not perfect. We have arguments. Shit, we argued today. Yesterday. We argued yesterday. Wait, nah. Y'all gonna listen to this on the... It's 3:00 in the morning right now. I'm recording on the 3rd. This comes out on the 5th. But okay, so we argued on the 2nd. And he was clapping at me because I was like, well, why does that concern you? And we were talking about celebrities. And I was like, well, that doesn't concern you, so why are you worried about it? And he felt some type of way because he was just ranting. But me personally, I'ma just ask a question. Like, I'm being sarcastic, but I'm being for real at the same time. And I was like, okay, well, that doesn't concern you, so. And he felt some type of way that I said that. He was like, you know what? I'm finna get off the phone, all right? And I just hung up. And we didn't talk till, well, I texted him at 1 a.m. and I was like, good night. Mind you, we got off the phone at like, what time we get off the phone? Shit, we got off around the phone at like almost 8:00. And we didn't say shit to each other. He said, okay. He texted me, okay, with a thumbs up. And I didn't text back until 12 a.m. because I was doing homework the whole time anyway. But regardless of the fact, that's just an example of, it's not toxic, but it's us in our growing stage. We're going to be stubborn to each other. We're going to have petty little disagreements. But one thing we're not going to do, I told him, we're not arguing about dumb shit. I will laugh in your face before we argue about dumb shit. Like, literally. And he hates that I laugh about petty little stuff or just laughing when we're having a serious conversation. It's because it's like, bae, like, we literally don't have to be talking about this right now. Like, not even that, we don't have to be talking about this. It's more so, can we talk about it in a different way? Can we laugh about it? Because really, why are you even raising your voice at me? And one thing that hurts my feelings the most is when people raise their voice at me. I don't like being yelled at. I don't like being cussed at. That shit hurts my feelings. It triggers my inner child so much. Because I used to get yelled at all the fucking time. So me being yelled at now, it's like, all right, I'm either going to shut down or, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's just an example of growing and also being in a healthy relationship. Now, let's talk about being in a healthy relationship. Personally, I didn't know if the person that I'm with now was going to be a type of healthy relationship. Because I didn't know what a healthy relationship was. Mind you, I didn't really do my research. Don't get me wrong. I really just started with me. I just started with, okay, well, how am I going to go about this relationship? Whoa, shit. I didn't even know. I really thought I had a plan. But when I put that plan out, it didn't go my way. So, like, literally, I was like, you know, I'm gonna meet this person through I didn't even know how I was gonna get into my healthy relationship, because when I told you, y'all, this shit happened unexpectedly. This shit happened so unexpected. It happened so quick. It happened so fast. Like, I don't even... It happened so fast. And we fell for each other so quick that sometimes I had to reevaluate if it was something that I really, really, really thought was real. And I was like, okay, it is real, because we've been through so much in such a short amount of time, and we worked together through it in a short amount of time. That's how I knew it was real. And we worked together as friends, and we never met each other a day in our fucking life. I met this nigga. Let's just say this. I found him under a rock, and he found me under a rock. We were minding our business, and it just fucking happened. But you know how you know it's a healthy relationship is when y'all take accountability. And the main thing is also having respect for each other. Definitely having respect for each other, feeling safe, having some type of trust. Like, don't get me wrong, I completely trust my boyfriend, because he shows me. He's literally telling me, like, yo, I don't have a reason for you not, like, I'm literally gonna show you. Like, I will show you if you need to be shown. Like, it's not a big deal to me. And that lets me know that, okay, I'm gonna accept him for who he is, and he's gonna accept me for who I am. This is really my first time, like, trusting somebody, and it's not because I've never trusted before. It's just trust was skewed to me. And I still, you know, test him a little bit just to see, just to keep him on his toes. And not because I don't trust him. I trust him 100%. It's more so like, don't play with me. Like, it's all lovey-dovey at the end of the day, but don't fucking play with me. But, you know, at the end of the day, trust goes with accountability. If I can trust you to be accountable for your actions, then I can definitely trust you overall. Especially if, you know, I'm in a relationship with you. You already know what accountability is. You know, you're taking responsibility. You're admitting to your faults. You're admitting that you were wrong, or that you were right. Or you're admitting that, you know, that you're not going to understand everything, and that you are different than me. Especially when it comes to attitudes and values. I cannot say this enough. Respect me and I will respect you. You know, the energy is received in different forms. And what's most noticeable is how... Oh, excuse me. If you can respect me, then you're going to get all my support. I'm going to support you emotionally. I'm going to support you mentally. I'm going to support you physically. And I'm definitely going to support you spiritually, because that's how I love. And if you can respect my love, oh, then I'm going to go all out for you. And I think that's the biggest thing in a healthy relationship. And supporting is just not non-judging your partner, not judging your partner because of the past, not judging your partner because of the present, not judging your partner because of what they're thinking in the future. You know, just letting your partner be them, letting your partner be themselves, that type of support. And when it's genuine support, oh yeah, you'll know this is healthy. This is a new start. This is a new beginning. This is a new flower that has been planted a long time ago, and it's finally growing into something that I've always prayed for, that I've always wanted or manifested. You know, I literally, I want to say like 2 years ago, I wrote down a list of things that I want in a man. I don't have it anymore because I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, fuck this. I don't want this. You know, because there was plenty of times where I thought that, oh yeah, this person fits my expectations. And when you have expectations on that person, then you're literally gonna fuck up your relationship. Because now and forever, when you're with that person, you were gonna expect that this person is gonna do this for you. But not in reality, you need to just let it be what it is. If they're gonna do it, let them do it. If they're not, they're not. And you're either gonna be okay with that or you're not. And if you're not gonna be okay with that, don't stick beside them and think, oh, well, they'll change for me because I love them. No, it does not work like that. That's not healthy. That's not cooperating. That's not communication. That's not being honest. And I think a lot of people in the beginning of a relationship tells lies. Like people, especially like me personally experiencing, dudes lie a lot in the beginning of the talking stage or the relationship because they want the benefits of the lie. You know what I'm saying? They want the reward. They'll do all of this for you in the beginning, but after that 6 months, 3 months is up, 90 days, then that's when their true colors show. Well, what happened to the flowers? What happened to just dating? Going out on dates? What happened to communicating with me about how you really feel? What happened to, you know, check-ins and check-ups and, you know what I'm saying? You did all of this just to reel me in, but in reality, this is who you really are. And I feel like if you can't be who you really are, if you can't be accountable to who you really are, then you'll never have a healthy relationship across the board. You can never have a real healthy relationship at that, because where's the realness? Where is the bluntness? So, be aware of those expectations, because when someone doesn't fulfill that expectation, you get disappointed off rip. You get mad off rip. You get triggered off rip. Love that person for who they are. Another thing with all of this, with healthy relationship and building one, it takes time. Mind you, like I said, it literally took me 4 years to be where I am today. And shit, it went by slow and fast. Ooh, Jesus. It went by slow and fast at the same time. But it was all worth it. Not even gonna sit here and lie. You're either gonna let the time flow, or y'all both agree, you know, on a timestamp. You know, whatever works for you two. Communication is key. So for a prime example, I wanted to wait to date the boy that I'm dating now, or I'm not even gonna say boy, the man that I'm dating now. I wanted to wait because I was like, you know, I want to see if this is what we really want. But one thing I realized is that we were doing boyfriend girlfriend stuff without the title, and he took upon himself to step up and be like, you know what, I really like you, I really want to be with you, so will you be my girlfriend? And I automatically said yes, and it wasn't an impulse decision, it was a flowy yes. I literally felt flutters and heart, you know, butterflies when he asked me, and I got excited because it was like, you know, damn, I'm literally waiting for what? And I think deep down inside, I was waiting because I know I was going to tell people and everything. And I was scared of other people's opinions, let alone my ego. I was scared of my intrusive thoughts. Like, damn, did we rush? Why did we even date so quickly? Like, is it real? Like, you know, just what if questions, and not letting it be, not letting that shit flow. And yeah, I was literally gonna ruin it because of other people's opinions and etc. When in reality, it was meant to be. I asked. That was another thing. I literally asked God for a sign. I remember praying to God while I was showering. And I was like, God, give me the discernment. Please give me the discernment. I'm praying for discernment to know if this is real or not. Is this the man that I'm going to be with for a while? Is this the man I'm going to be with forever? Is this man? Is this who I've been praying about and praying for and praying, you know, thinking about? Is this it? Is this who it is? And literally the same day or the next day, he was like, God brought me here to be with you. I don't know what it is or what it, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know how we got here, but to confirm your prayer, yes. I was like, what the freak? I was so excited and shocked at the same time. And it let me know God is real. God may not be a physical person, but it is an entity. It is a spirit. And God does amazing things when you let it happen instead of forcing shit to happen. You know what I'm saying? And that's the best part. Letting a healthy relationship in your life shows you new things. It shows you how to calm down. And y'all know, literally there's an episode before, listen to it, that says calming down. And I calmed down a long time ago, but I really woo-sawed because of this healthy relationship that I'm in. I'm not stressing about something. I'm not stressing about one of the things that I need to get off my chest anymore. That's another thing off my list. And I didn't even realize me and him had the same values until we, you know, had a conversation about the things that we want and the things that we value the most. About each other and about ourselves, and having deep conversations. Having deep conversations, and that what was unexpected for me. For me personally, it was unexpected to have deep conversations with that person that I'm with now, because I didn't know him. Like, it was literally a stranger, but it felt like I've known this person before. And another big thing, sex. I'm not gonna tell y'all, you know, my little sex. I'm not gonna have y'all in my business like that. But when it came to sex and a healthy relationship, it's totally better when you have it with someone that you truly want to be with, and when y'all truly have a connection, even when you think y'all didn't have a connection, but y'all find out through sex. I think that shit is the craziest and most wildest thing ever, because wow, you know, sex is not a big thing for me. And it's never been a big thing. I tried to match that energy with a person I dated before, but it's not something that I really strive to succeed, because I've mastered that on my own. You know, to learn the ins and outs of what sexual education is, etc., etc. But when y'all match sexually, like, the sexual chemistry is there, and you know it's real when y'all laughing together and when y'all do dumb shit together while having sex, and y'all just fully comfortable, y'all fully being vulnerable in the sacred place together. That's how you know it's real and healthy. It's date someone that's aware of your body. Date someone that is aware of your desires. date someone that is aware of your pleasure, okay? Whether you're pleasuring them or vice versa. Just date someone who's aware, period. And I'm like, you know, that was my biggest thing about someone that I wanted to date. I was like, you know, I want to date somebody that's fully conscious. I want to date somebody that's like me, that understands, that has their third eye open. And don't get, I got that person, but in a different way. And I'm just not realizing this. Like, his third eye is open differently than mine. And I don't even know if he knows that his third eye is open, but he's definitely aware because of the things that he went through. You know, he's had his awakening in a different way. And in the same way at the same time. Like, I don't think people realize, like, I am you and you are me, but just different versions of ourselves. Different versions of life. Different versions of transformation. Different race. Different skin tone. Different ethnicity. Different souls. Same spirit. You know what I'm saying? Well, same souls, different spirit. You know what I'm saying? Just, we are one and the same. And I think he knows that. And because we've connected that together, that's what makes us love each other more. And shit, it's one of the best feelings ever. Because this is something that I've been yearning for, something that I prayed for. And I was been binge watching sermons for a good couple of months, like four months, I say. And he has this different relationship with God. I have my relationship with God too. But as long as he know God is present in our relationship, that's all that matters to me. And that's also a big thing in a healthy relationship. Have something bigger than y'all than just a relationship. Have something centering y'all with the higher entity, you know, that y'all worship, that y'all praise, that y'all honor, other than just the relationship. God is the center of everything. And when you put that in a relationship, God does not need to be first. God needs to be to the center of your relationship, not the first thing. Because then it doesn't become a value. It doesn't become a value. Y'all, I need to make a part two because my time is almost up and I'm getting sleepy. I'm slurring my words. But yeah, so I'm going to end this here. Part two coming soon. Thank you so much for listening to Melanie Teen Therapy. And this is your girl, Taylor Richards. And you have a good rest of your night, day, evening, whenever you guys are listening to this.